following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Valentine's Day is this Friday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen gorgeous long-stem assorted roses, plus a free elegant ruby vase and a free box of gourmet chocolates for just $29.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 333. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Thursday at midnight. Flower prices will skyrocket this week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen colorful, long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus a free premium ruby vase and free gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this week, and this incredible offer expires this Thursday at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 333. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 333.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. The Doug and Daddy Show, all hopped up on Diet Coke and gummy bears, cherry bombs. What'd you have?
Cherry sours.
Cherry sours.
Cherry
it's
sours.
David Day. Where were you 18 hours ago?
I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, enjoying the good life.
I didn't think a guy could drive back that fast. Would you fly? What's going on?
The good people at Navigator Coaches got me and my boys home safely after a 13-hour bus jaunt from Albuquerque, New Mexico to beautiful and wintry Kearney, Nebraska.
Okay, folks, this is one of those days where if you joined us at the beginning of the show, it's an extra good thing because we've got a lot to talk about. We'll get into Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, 4-0 start, just playing some baseball. That's the bottom line. And going to New Mexico to have to do it. We'll talk about that. Coming up, Alex Baugh, the head boys basketball coach at Class B, top-ranked and undefeated Elkhorn South, part of the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Later in the show, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today. We'll also be talking with the head baseball coach at Gonzaga in Mark Maktoff. Coach Maktoff has been there out of Stanford 11 years, getting ready to take on Nebraska as part of their opening weekend, and we'll talk about that. I think I saw that their first 24 games are on the road for Gonzaga, so we'll talk with the coach about that. Shrine Bowl rosters have been announced. I'm going to get to that here in our next segment, but breaking news from Lincoln is that good news for the community of Kearney. The Shrine Bowl has confirmed that they have extended a contract with the city of Kearney, the University of Nebraska at Kearney, for 5 years. The Shrine Bowl will be in Kearney through 2019. At first, it was just a two-year deal for the Shrine Bowl to be at Foster Field in Kearney, but now we know that that has been extended as of today through 2019. So we'll tell you about the players, and that's a pretty cool thing.
That's an awesome thing. I think it just goes to show you the type of community that Kearney is and the way that we put on an event and the way that the University of Nebraska Kearney puts on an event in the entire community. It's not just the University of Nebraska Kearney, it's the Shriners and everybody who made it such a special event. And I think that's just something really good to see them kind of make a commitment to it. I think you can never see an event truly grow to its true potential until there's an invested interest and it's not just a fly-by hey, we're here for 2 years and we're moving it down the road. Now you can start to build some infrastructure and people start to realize, hey, this is here every year and we can just continually make it better, better, and better. And I think that's something that the Kearney community will do a great job of hosting that event for the near future.
And a couple of kids from Elkhorn South have made the Shrine Bowl roster in Nick McEwen and Joseph Nelson. So congratulations to those two young men from Elkhorn South. But we're not talking Elkhorn South football today. We're talking Elkhorn South basketball. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And we're pleased to welcome in the head coach of the Storm, Alex Baugh. That Baugh name has become even more familiar with Chip over at Hastings College. But today we talk the Storm. Alex, thanks for the time. Good morning.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you on, and we're looking forward to seeing your ball club at the Heartland Events Center coming up on Saturday as part of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Let's before we break down your team and the great start that you've had, talk about Elkhorn South coming out to Grand Island and just making the commitment to do that.
Oh, we're really excited about it. I mean, I think it gives you an opportunity here in February to play in kind of a state tournament-like environment, also gets us a chance to not just play a team that we don't typically see, but, you know, see some other teams that we don't get to see play basketball. So it's kind of an exciting event that we've followed from afar the last couple years, and now a chance to be in, it's pretty nice.
As you get ready to take on a team like Grand Island in Grand Island, does that give you any concern? Definitely a home court advantage.
Grand Island gives me a concern in the fact that, we think they're much better than their record indicates. They got a nice win at Lincoln East recently. Obviously, I think most people around those parts understand how good of a player Pierce Almond is, but they've got a lot of other aggressive, athletic players that I think, aside from them playing in Grand Island, they're a pretty tough and capable team that's going to be a challenge for us.
Well, let's talk about your ball club, Coach. Alex Baugh with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Off to an 18-0 start. You can't do any better than that. I ask coaches usually if they're surprised at how well they've played, considering that you're one of the few teams that is undefeated in the state.
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. We knew the group that we had coming in was pretty talented. And I think most significantly, I've understood how committed these guys are. I mean, this is a group that's probably as intelligent of a team as I've had across the board. They're as hardworking as I've had. And they put in so much in the off season to get themselves prepared for this that, you know, I'm excited for them and what we've accomplished to this point. But, you know, we can't get comfortable yet. There's still a lot of basketball to be played, and I know that we're committed to make a title run down the stretch, and I think Saturday is going to provide a good test for us to see if we're at that level yet.
Coach Damon Day here, and you started off your season with a two-point victory against Gretna, and then you followed up in your third game of the season with another two-point victory over Omaha Scutt, both quality, historically quality programs. And then since then, guys have really put it to your opponents. Does that make you nervous as a coach that you haven't been really in it and very many close games here of late heading into the state tournament?
I'm confident in what my guy, you know, we've got a very intelligent team, a veteran group that, was at the state tournament a year ago, and we return almost all of our guards that played for us a year ago. And so, I think we in the past have shown that we can play and win those type of close games. I think it would be nice to see what we can, if we can handle a close game like that at some point, but I'm never going to complain about winning. And I'm never going to complain about the defense that we've been playing as of late. So I think if we can keep this rolling, I'd rather not have my heart rate go up down the stretch in games. So we'll just keep it going as is, and I'll be fine with that.
We're talking with Alex Baugh, head coach of Elkhorn South. They will be playing Grand Island as part of the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday here on ESPN Radio. Coach, if I'm not mistaken, I think Elkhorn South is still the newest school in the state of Nebraska. Have we come past the newness part now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've established a culture here in both our academics and our athletic programs here that, we get a great deal of support from the community. I think one of the things that people that have come and watched our games recognize is that we have an incredible student section. that has really carried us through most of this season, and incredible community support. So I think the excitement is still there, but what's nice now is that, you know, we're backing up that excitement with some success, and I think that's a testament to the kids and the community.
You know, we're getting emails and text messages in here that, you know, want to know that if you even associate with Nick anymore.
Well, you know, sometimes. No, I do. You know, Nick and I talk, you know, often, and it's funny, you know, being his brother has been interesting. I mean, he's as funny and fun to be around as a guy as you'll find. I think I'm more of the introvert of the family, and so I think when people meet me, they expect me to be a little bit more like Nick than I am. You know, he got the height in the family and a lot of the athletic ability. He's 6'3", and I somehow got stuck being 5'8". But I like to at least say that I got the brains, so I hope that plays out for me.
Well, most people say, well, that wouldn't have taken much. But has he at least had you on his show?
He has not yet. You know, I'm cutting out here right now, kind of around lunchtime, so I had a good spot here. You know, maybe I need to complain about that. I mean, here I am getting on a show out west, and I can't even get on one in town here. That's a good point. I think I got to raise that with him.
Well, let's get back on point here for just a couple of minutes, so we can let you get back to work there about your ball club.
Yeah.
For the folks that will come out just to watch all the games on Saturday, you're a team that can score some points. Matt Thomas and J.J. Zimbrennan, if I'm saying that right, lead your ball club. Well, what should the fans expect to see?
We've got really good guard play, and we play an up-tempo style. Where we try to use defense to create some offense for us. But I think what stands out most, or at least what I hope stands out most about our team, is how well we pass the ball. We've got a lot of offensive weapons, but I think what makes us go is that we're an unselfish group that really likes to share the ball and find the open man. And, you know, when things are clicking and shots are falling and we continue to move the ball like we have, we are able to score some points. But I would say, you know, again, it's a veteran group. It's a group that's improved defensively, and I hope we can continue that on Saturday.
And the one thing, or maybe there's more than one, but Damon brought it up, you guys are scoring more points than you did early on in the season. Is there something that you go to practice and go, man, we still haven't shored this up yet?
Well, I think, again, we know that we're a team that can get out and run in transition, and if we can get up and down the floor and play in space and play up tempo, we're pretty good. But I think we also know, and we've been around enough to know, that down the stretch in March, you know, games are won and lost probably in how you play half-court defense. You know, and so our ability to stop quality teams in the half court and quality players in the half court, I think, is probably in the end going to be the difference between us competing for a state title and not. And so every day that's been the focus. I mean, we've got to continue to get better defensively. I think we have, but that's going to be our primary effort down the stretch.
Alex, we'll let you out of here with this because you already kind of told us your thoughts on Grand Island and the Hoops Classic. What's it like when Elkhorn and Elkhorn South get together?
Oh, first and foremost, fun. I mean, and it's a very, very intense rivalry, and that, you know, was evident from year one. You know, I think we're still a tight-knit community that has a lot of respect for each other on both sides of Dodge Street. But when, you know, when the horn sounds and it's ready to go, both teams want to win pretty bad, and both schools want to win pretty bad. So it's a fun, you know, one of those fun, intense rivalries that I know no matter what either team's record is, it's always going to be a tight game.
And I noticed that you do have to play at Nebraska City on Friday night and then try to tip it off at 12:30 at the Event Center. Are you concerned by that?
Oh, I mean, a little, you know. But again, I talk to guys that, you know, there's quick turnarounds down at the state tournament. You know, you have to win on back-to-back days at the district tournament. So, you know, if you're a mature team, you know, you've got to be able to handle that, and I think we are.
And Monty Kratzenstein wants to know who'd win driveway basketball between your dad, Chip, and you.
If all I have to do is stand and shoot, I'll take me. And Chip would be last in that regard. But But I don't know. I mean, my dad and Chip are pretty good athletes. So if you involve any more than just a game of horse, it might get rough for me. But they're pretty old now too. So if it's present day and we're all, none of us are in our prime, but I think I'm the closest to it. So I'll stick with me.
Hey, Alex, that sounds great. I appreciate you squeezing us into your schedule today. More success to you and your team. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. See you. Thanks.
Take care. Alex Baugh, head coach, Elkhorn South, giving us a little time here. Part of the Heartland Hoops Classic this Saturday. And again, their game is at 12:30. That'll be the third game of the day against Grand Island Senior High. Third of eight. You'll hear it here on ESPN. They're good, by the way, Damon. They're good. Elkhorn South, kind of good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist when it comes to high school hoops, but 18-0 with two games.
And they're rolling people.
Yeah.
People. And you alluded to that.
When you go through the stat sheet, game number one, they won by 2 points, 54-52. And game number three, they won 55-53. And since then, they have beat everybody that I can tell with my limited math skills by 10 points or more.
Yeah. And the bulk of their tough competition came at the beginning of the year. They did get a nice win against Bennington here, but a lot of the teams that are left on their schedule are below 500, and so they're going to have to stay crisp because most of the good teams or the better teams that were on their schedule, they played maybe even before Christmas. So
right, and a team has, and that's the one thing that's really good about all sports is playing a team early doesn't really mean anything. I mean, it doesn't because everyone's still trying to get their feet wet and whatnot. But to still keep winning those games, even when you're not 100% sure, I'm sure that Scott and Gretna are looking for an opportunity to hopefully get to play them again. I'm sure Scott is with their record at 15-3.
Yeah, right off the get-go. We have got a whole lot to talk about on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today because, once again, once we talk the United States of America and Damon Day, I never know what kind of an answer I'm going to get. And when we come back, I'll let you know who's playing in the Shrine Bowl from our area. But before we go to break, the Midtown Mart Cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked, what do you make of Oklahoma State suspending Marcus Smart 3 games for shoving the fan during Saturday night's game? 55% said just right, 25% said too much, and 20% said not enough. I'm pleasantly surprised at the too much. I know the action was wrong, and I said yesterday I'll have to go with just right because you have to do something, and it should not have been any more than that. And I know he shouldn't have shoved the guy, but again, my point was yesterday, Damon, something needs to be done with the fan equally to, and I know it's two totally different situations, but it just seems to me like the fan's going to get off scot-free and he's older and should know better and blah, 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 blah. And yet Marcus Smart is going to get rolled up for this and it'll be on his reel until he retires from pro basketball.
Marcus Smart, 21? 20?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think just 20 because he was freshman of the year last year.
Now, we're all saying that he should have handled it differently and he's gotten just lambasted by ESPN about how you can't do this, you can't. A grown man called an 18 to 22-year-old person a piece of crap in a basketball game, and that guy's walking around. And I'm racial slur not. A grown man, and that's what I still don't – people have to understand is that college athletes are still kids. I mean, they are still young, very young people, very immature. I looked at my bus – when we heard about this happening, because we got back to the hotel and it was everywhere. I was like, that's Jake Brock. That's Dylan Schroeder. That's all these guys who, they wouldn't, I don't think, necessarily do that, but they haven't been put in that type of environment to do that. But I've had guys throughout my, they would take a swing. I mean, it's just a maturity level that unfortunately Mr. Smart, lost his cool in a hostile environment. But, who's the grown up in that situation? Now he says, I'm not going to go to any more games. Well, no,
what's
duh.
It matter?
So I thought it was a bigger issue blown out of proportion from the young man situation, where I thought the 60-year-old donor with tremendous amount of life experience calling a college athlete a piece of crap just because he plays on a different team, that's ridiculous. That to me, it was a non-story. I mean, yeah, he like you said, they had to do something. They can't just ignore it because he did need to keep his cool. And I'm not saying that the act was justified. But the grown-up in the situation is the one that's getting off.
It's not a non-story.
Right.
Because it was caught on film. That's right. Why it's, but, and then, you know, you're talking about a big time player, and I throw in the heat of the moment and all that. There couldn't have been a bigger, more intense moment of that entire contest than that point, because Oklahoma State was trying to tie the ball game, turned it over, had to hustle back, try to commit the foul to make them shoot free throws, and you have just kind of, you made a mistake, and you're frustrated, and you're coming to the other end, and then all of a sudden, yada, 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 yeah, he's a piece of crap. He's one of the best players in the country.
You know, I thought Tubby Smith handled it very, very well. For someone who probably didn't get to see a lot of the video and didn't probably hear the audio and just, you know, post-game conference, he didn't really have all the information. I thought he handled the questioning
pretty smart,
like a veteran coach.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about the losing streak. He talked about the environment. He talked about all that. The thing that I go back to is, and it's become a bigger discussion, is the court rush. You know, is the fans rushing the court, the fans rushing the field. And I always look at it ever since the situation that happened with Boise State and Oregon and LeGarrette Blount. How dangerous of a situation is that? And that the only real big-time news story of this, of all that happening or transpiring, has been the LeGarrette Blount punching the Boise State player. But you can think about all the things that can go wrong from a safety standpoint in that situation. A cheap shot, a player feeling like he's trapped. You know, you watch that Texas Tech thing, and there's like the, you see the orange jersey speckled throughout. Man, you're just trying to get to the dugout, You're just trying to get through the crowd to your locker room, and you know, you got your elbows up, and you're just trying to make a beeline. You're just asking for a situation to happen, and so from my standpoint, I'd like to see some events management end the rushing of the court, ending the rushing of the field. Because let's face it, it has turned into a bigger safety issue than a school celebrating issue, in my opinion.
I am rushing Memorial Field after a Loper win. I'm coming straight at you.
There's only one. I'll just lock the gate. I'll just shut the gate. You'd have to climb like 10-foot fences to get on the field.
That's two steps and over, baby. It's two steps and over. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today: what is your favorite Olympic winter sport? Vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. What's your favorite Olympic sport? We'll give you a bunch to choose from at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, bobsled, luge, ski jumping. I love all of those. Those are probably the top three. And I don't mind watching a little ice hockey as well when it's on. You got a favorite winter sport at the Olympics?
No.
You didn't have anything piped into the bus?
No. Team figure skating.
We'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Johnson Lawn
and Landscape. I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN. Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
For today, we'll have partial clearing skies at times with a high near 29. Tonight, we'll have a slight chance of snow mixing with freezing rain, low at 22. Tomorrow, again, we'll have a wintry mix with a high near 37. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 16.
Mike and Gibbon says curling. I forgot about curling. I watched some curling last night, but the U.S. got their butts kicked by those pajama-wearing Norwegians.
I just want to know if they raided John Daly's closet for those pants.
That's some awesome stuff right there.
Those got to be loudmouth golf pants.
Curling.
You're going to see the guy on the range this summer busting out those pants. Oh. And you better have some game to wear those pants.
No. Doug and Daddy Show back here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug D to Damon Dame. The Shrine Bowl announcing this morning that they have extended their contract with the city of Kearney for 5 more years. So this will be the second year. It's on June 7th. And then they will be in Kearney through 2019. So good news there. And the coaches were announced a while back. Jason Hale of Holdridge and Arnie Johnson of Boone Central, Newman Grove, which is Albion. They are the coaches this year. The players on the South squad with Coach Hale include Alex Baritska of Cozad, Dakota Folk, Holdridge, Jordan Slough, Donovan Trumbull, Jacob Stahlbomber, Cozad, and Cole Wiseman from Sutton. Players on the North squad include Trenton Long of Gothenburg, Luis Nunez of Lexington, and from Grand Island, Trevor Wadalevich and Chase Reese. And I drew a pretty big circle around the listening area, and congratulations to all of those athletes. But there were some names, and we'll talk to the coaches, players, and things like that, that I'm sure just declined, but I also see that some of the area kids who were walk-ons for Nebraska, which is almost like an automatic yes, are not playing or weren't invited, or we'll find out down the road when we talk to the coaches again, because we talked to them when they were selected. But we'll find out more from some of the players, some of the coaches, about the roster here. It'll be interesting to see who's on that roster, who's not on that roster. Some good players, some state players from around the state. It doesn't matter who we pick here. Derek Gentrop of Boone Central, he's on the squad for the folks up to the north part of the listening area. But there's some good kids out here, and we'll see.
It's so hard to pick a roster of the best in the state. And like you said, you don't know schedules. You don't know who has to report early. You don't know who had a decline because they're involved in other things and can't take that time frame off. I'm sure it's a very, very tough decision-making process that they try to – it's like anything else. You try to do the best you can, and obviously someone's going to get left out or left off. But when you're choosing the best of the best in the state, I'm sure that is a very difficult and tall task.
Now, Harrison Phillips, who's going to Stanford for Millard West, is on the roster, but I'm scanning here. And Nebraska walk-ons that are going besides Baritska are Noah Arneson of Omaha Gross. He will be going there. Also, Bryce Reimers of Lincoln East is a Nebraska football walk-on. Nate Meduna from Bishop Newman at Wahoo is going as well. Some other FCS, but there aren't any Nebraska. The three recruits, in fact, Gifford and Foster and Stoltenberg are not in the Shrine Bowl. And that'll be interesting to discuss things here, because that was one of the main reasons to move the Shrine Bowl from late July to very early June, is so that basically the kids would just get out of high school, then they could play in the Shrine Bowl, and a lot of these colleges like to have them on campus as soon as they can in the summer, and this was a move to do that. Well, just 2 years or 3 years in here, some names have been lost, and that's unfortunate. Would have been cool to see those guys play another high school football game. So I don't know. Every situation is different. Yes. I hope Nebraska is not telling them don't go play.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I mean, it's a great event. It's a special event. It's something that means a lot, but they have to do what they feel like they have to do to get these guys prepared for fall football. And so if it doesn't quite jive with their schedule, I'm sure as a coach you're gonna do what you think is going to be best for the
year. No. I disagree here. You're going to have them and be pulling their puppeteer strings and their marionette strings for 4, 5, 6 years in some cases. You don't tell the kid, no, hey, we'd prefer that you don't go play in the Shrine Bowl because you might get hurt. Hell, if you get, none of these guys are stepping on the field next year anyway. Come on. That's my take, right, wrong, indifferent. That's opinion, and that's my opinion. I do not like it when these college environments say, hey, no, don't. We don't want you to do that. Hey, yeah, here's the day you need to be on campus, all right? That's what you need to know. That's what you need to know. Here's the day you need to be on campus. Dan writes us to the Dent Popper inbox here. Nice to hear your support for the high school bowling teams in the media. 13 boys, 7 girls participated at Ravenna during the season. 20 youth who most likely would not be participating in another winter sport. There's been some recent headway made with the NSAA, but even if bowling never becomes recognized by them, it is still serving a service to Nebraska youth. Thanks for recognizing them. Heck yeah. We had quite a few area teams that were in the finals this weekend, including the Hastings boys, as we mentioned yesterday, won it all.
Are you a bowler?
You know, I used to, and I never throw the straight ball. I didn't get crazy into it to try to, you know, I'm just there for the fun. And in Kearney, I'm not in a league. I like to say I'm too busy, but, you know, good Lord, people joke. There's 52 weeks in the winter. I mean, their season's longer than NASCAR. You know, the bowling season's longer than NASCAR, so but it's great. It's fun, and it's always fun to go out and chuck it around as well. Another Dent Popper inbox here. This comes from a concerned listener, and I guess I didn't know this because Randy was doing the games at the event center. I'll try and find out more on this. Just curious if you or any of your listeners know if the NSAA has a regulation regarding alcohol ads being visible during high school competition. I found the ads for various alcohol-related ads and companies interesting during the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Vieiro Event Center. If you are so inclined, one could buy a picture of their son or daughter at that tournament with a Bud Light ad in the background from the Kearney Hub. A concerned listener. I don't know. Obviously not, or they would have had them covered up. And again, this is where we get into who you are. To me, that's not a big deal. Yeah, it's probably a chuckle if you get this really cool action photo and you're up at the hoop and all it says is fill in the blank beer company in the background. I'm sure that's a little weird, but I don't know that there's a rule.
We're so saturated with that type of marketing and everything that you do. And really, you probably don't even get to have those events without those sponsors. So you probably don't even have an event center. You don't even get to play in an arena like that. You don't even get the. So I think you got to outweigh the experience.
Yeah, the positive outweighs the negative.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, as baseball coaches, 80% of the stadiums that we go to with outfield signage has some sort of distributor or alcohol or something on it. And those are all on college campuses or their dual facilities like ours. And
yeah, but you guys have it in the dugout, right?
What's that?
Beverages.
You can't even have a Red Bull in the dugout of an NCAA game.
Why's that?
It's against the rules. Your players get tested for that at the regionals.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You just came back from Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're telling me nobody was on the Red Bull?
No. I mean, our guys, I mean, I'm sure they...
I mean, they're in class today, right?
Yeah, that was
supposed to be.
That was our big discussion. Is we only get to do these things if our guys don't let it affect their academics. They let it affect their academics because we had to play yesterday, but we weren't going to let them miss 2 days in a row. And we told them, you had to gut it up. This is what allows us to travel. This is what you kind of signed up for. And so hopefully, keep my fingers crossed, I don't get any emails, because we emailed the professors and let them know that, hey, our guys should be in class today, and baseball is not an excuse. I mean, what they get to do is a privilege and an honor. It's not, you know, they have to go to class. And I mean, we got home at 7:15 this morning. We pulled into
Memorial at 7:15 this morning. It was a great road trip. We got to go play. It was sunny and 60 degrees. We have a big board in our dugout that just kind of has notes and different charts on it and whatnot. And at the bottom of it, under the notes section, I said, enjoy this, because it's minus 5 degrees right now in Kearney, Nebraska. And so, you know, when you're playing in 62 degrees and sunny and it was a beautiful stadium, it was a beautiful day to play. I mean, that's what college baseball is about. College baseball is not about wearing 9 sets of Under Armour and trying to figure out, you know, can I still move? Do I look too puffy? You know, and so it was a great weekend, and our boys really, you know, our boys did what they needed to do to play good baseball, and it looked rough at times for both teams. I mean, you just haven't been outside very often, you know, and so we saw that at times, and we put some guys in some different positions and some players, but it was overall great. And I know a lot of teams here in the Midwest, and you know, we don't get to do that trip without the support of the Kearney community. And that's something that when people ask about the banquet and what's it goes to doing trips like that, so that we're not just sitting around. I mean, these guys came to play college baseball, you know, they practice so much and they work so hard for those 50 games. And so when we lose games as coaches, it just kills us. And so, because we have so much support of the community and we have so much support of our administration and we have so much support from our faculty that they allow our players to do that, that is just a huge honor, because it's not like that at a lot of schools. And so, I thought about it on the bus ride home last night, is just how cool it was for us to get to go do this. We don't get to do that without the support of the community, without the support of our institution. And so it was a great weekend. Start off 4-0, you know, It was just a really fun weekend. We played hard and we did some things and we learned some things about ourselves, and us as coaches have some things now that to finally work on, rather than just, you know, you have some teachable moments throughout the weekend. And so it was just a really good trip, a really, really fun trip, and a really, really long trip. I mean, Albuquerque is Albuquerque's way down there on the map, you know, but it was a great atmosphere, and you know, it gets you excited, ready to go for this week.
And conference play opens this weekend.
No. The MIAA changed the schedule, and so they changed the schedule so late, they took off one weekend of your conference series. So everybody's first weekend got moved to a non-conference, and the MIAA asked everybody to just play that opponent in a non-conference setting. You know, because we just added collegiate baseball.
So you're playing Lincoln University.
As of right now, no. I think it's 7 degrees there now and snow covered, and so we're trying to find a turf field. We're trying to find a place to get to this weekend to keep this thing kind of rolling and get ready really for Northwest Missouri State.
Fun, fun, fun. Hey, let's give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Heartland Hoops Classic this Saturday. We've got a pair of general admission tickets at 888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won yet, call us now, 888-455-3776, and we'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Heartland Hoop Classic. What do you think, Jeff? Do we have to ask him a trivia question today, or do we just have to teach him how to dial a phone? What do you think?
Dial a phone.
Just dial a phone. Caller 5, you're getting tickets to the Heartland Hoop Classic. We are back with the head baseball coach at Gonzaga, Mark Mactoff, after this.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S, go!
Lace him up.
Straight away, 3.
Strap it on.
3 to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Hi, it's the Herd. Hey, time's running out. If you haven't ordered your Valentine's roses, do it now from 1-800-Flowers.com. I've already done it. Don't wait any longer. Don't settle for less. Wower with 1-800-Flowers.com. Get a wide selection, beautiful roses, ready to be sent to your Valentine. Hey, deliveries can still make it in time, but you gotta hurry, okay? We gotta encourage you. Do it today. They will run out. 1-800-Flowers.com has a special last-minute offer for my listeners. Here's what you do. Order 18 beautiful Valentine's roses for only $29.99. And for just $10 more, get a full 2 dozen roses plus a vase. You can't find more beautiful roses at that kind of price. You won't. But this offer from 1-800-Flowers.com is only available until Wednesday. and only while supplies last. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter my name, Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin. Or just call him at 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll have partial clearing skies at times with a high near 29. Tonight, we'll have a slight chance of snow mixing with freezing rain, low at 22. Tomorrow, again, we'll have a wintry mix with a high near 37. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 16.
Hey, congratulations to Jeff in Grand Island. He is the winner of the tickets to the Heartland Hoop Classic. We'll give you a chance to win more tickets tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Justin Timberlake concert last night. Heard it was okay. I didn't go, obviously. Heard it was okay.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake is a cool guy. I mean, if I was...
Apparently a lot of the people like him.
If I was...
Not just from a music, from a person.
No, I mean, I think he's a good guy.
You'd hang with him?
No, I don't. I wouldn't kick it. I wouldn't hang out with him. Any of that. I do like the comparisons that he's to our generation's Frank Sinatra, and I say that to my father who's 83, and
Frank Sinatra was the greatest thing ever.
You get one of those in there. So I don't
think JT pulls like Frank did.
I don't know.
Frank had a harem. I don't know if JT.
I don't know, man.
I bet he does.
I know that JT's got a better handicap. Golf-wise.
Oh, good Lord. That's probably what you're... Did you take the stakes to Albuquerque?
No. I took Golf Digest, though.
Did you learn anything?
Just how to screw up my swing even more.
Beautiful. Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, Duda, Dame, and Dave. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia before the end of the show. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Don't forget, it is a truck month, and they will take care of you at the Chrysler dealership. And they've got their President's Day sale, which is coming up, but it's for you all month long at the Chevy Buick Cadillac. And, of course, don't forget, great service. If you don't need the new or pre-owned vehicle right now, going through this winter weather, you may have hit way too many ice chunks, potholes, you need alignment, you need some new tires, they'll take care of you. And in and out in less than 30 minutes for any time you want an oil change, just give them a call, get the appointment set with your Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, and the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Doug Duda, Damon Day here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and with the bitterly cold weather, we can think warm. Damon just got his Loper baseball team back from Albuquerque, New Mexico, just to play some baseball. And Gonzaga, they better get a good look at their hometown, because they're not going to see a whole lot of it here over the next month and a half. And we are pleased to welcome Mark Maktoff, the head coach of the Bulldogs, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the time and good morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
Well, we thought Nebraska always had to take quite a long road trip, and they had a long one last year. Only 10 on the road for them. My Lord, is it even tougher to find some folks to come up and visit you guys?
Well, it is, too. And, with the weather being so erratic, as you guys know, we really can't take a chance scheduling too early. So what we try to do is we're real excited about this weekend, great competition. We try to go on the road and and play at those neutral sites as much as we can. And kind of the nature of the business, we've been doing it, you know, forever. So it's no sense whining about it. We just kind of try to turn it around and use it as an advantage. If you're going to win the championship, you're going to have to win on the road. So why not get used to it?
How much have you been able to practice outside so far this I can't even call it spring, I guess, this first month and a half of 2014?
No, we got hit here late with snow and very, very cold weather. We were on our field one weekend to just the pitcher and catcher and hitter. There was snow on the field, but then the snow came and more snow came, I should say. So we've been inside since day pretty much all fall, all spring, excuse me.
Coach, how many weather apps do you have on your phone?
Quite a few, and my assistants are good about it, too. And, yeah, we spend most of our time wondering what the heck's trying to predict. And it does get a little frustrating when you have a practice plan, and then you got to alter it. But like I said, we've been doing it for years, and it's kind of the nature of the beast here in Spokane.
We're talking with Mark Maktoff, head coach of the Gonzaga Bulldog baseball program. Of course, Gonzaga, everybody knows your school for basketball. What do they need to know about your baseball program?
Well, I think, you know, we're an up-and-coming program. We've played well in the past few years, four of the last 5 years, we've been ranked in top 25 at some point in the season. Obviously, still trying to get over that hump, and the school obviously is known for basketball as well it should right now. They have done a remarkable job, but I think with baseball, our administration is really making a commitment to us, and I think we'll continue to make strides every year.
Well, this baseball team is going to have to find some pitching. I know Nebraska, we talked with Coach Erstad on Monday. The fans are very satisfied. They've got a lot of guys coming back. That is not the case for you. When you have success, that draft will come in and pluck some kids, and you're going to have to piece this pitching staff together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you lose a first rounder, Marco Gonzalez, you know, you don't know how good you have it. You know, the last 3 years where, you know, you run him out there and you know you have a good chance to win, and then Tyler Olson and Arturo Reyes, there's three of our starters got drafted and signed, but we got, you know, we got guys that have to step in, and I think we have, you know, guys that have been in our program 2 or 3 years that really maybe haven't had the opportunity before that are going to get that opportunity, and they're going to have to step up and do that, and I think they're talented enough to do that. But there's obviously a little fear when you haven't ran them out there before too often in the past.
Coach, in college baseball, teams are built in so many different ways, and obviously being on the West Coast, where small ball and doing the skills game side of things is so prevalent as compared to maybe the SEC, where they're power arms and everything. What is your baseball program built upon?
And that's a good question. People ask me that, and we, you know, we don't recruit to a certain style. We recruit good baseball players. So our team and our style will fluctuate a little bit. You know, there's been some years where there's just been really good power hitters available, and so we recruited them. And then there's some years where you turn that over, and there's not those power hitters available, and you might have a little bit more, you know, more team speed. And so we really don't say, hey, at Gonzaga, we do this. What we try to do is we try like everybody else to get pitching and defense, and then do what you can with the offense.
As far as the field, as far as the offense, it looks like Corey Brun is one of the top returners here for you. What should fans expect to see this opening weekend?
Corey LeBrun, yeah, he is a switch hitter. He's bigger and stronger this year, so I think he'll hit for a little bit more power, but he's just a really good competitor, good overall hitter, and Caleb Wood is back, who had a good year last year. But not only our pitching staff's new, but we have some new position players too that are going to get a chance to get to play.
As far as leaders, is Mitch at third base the guy that fills that role for you?
Probably our leaders would be Mitchell would be one, and Corey certainly is a great leader, and Brock Slavin and Peyton Colley-Lamb are probably our main leaders, along with Kenny Smith, our right-handed pitcher who's been on our program for a long time.
Coach,
Coach, maybe not so much alluding to this weekend's game, but the majority of our listening area, their association with college baseball is obviously Omaha. They get to see, you know, the top eight teams in the country, and there's been a lot of talk about the offense to the point where the Division I has gone to change the baseball to a flatter seam, more professional seam. Do you think it's going to have the offensive impact to bring back some of that offensive excitement at the College World Series, or do you think it's more just kind of a trying something new to generate some more offense at the Division I level?
You know, I don't know enough about it. From what I've heard through all the testing, that it is significant, the impact and how far the ball carries and how, you know, the velocity and things like that. So I think it will have an impact, and I think it should. You know, I think we've gone overboard as far as, you know, trying to tame the game a little bit. And, you know, I've always been on the offensive end side of the ball, and I don't know why they were messing with it to begin with. I guess maybe in 10, 15 years ago when you saw a national championship game, you know, 23-15, I guess they had to do something. But I think they had it right the first time when they scaled it down a little bit. But it seems like they just keep adding to it. So now they're trying to reverse that, and so we'll see what happens with it.
And, Coach, before we let you out of here, you're going to, being on the West Coast, you're going to see some of the best teams in the country, especially early on here. And you start with number 2, Oregon State. How excited are your kids to get things going, not just to play baseball, but to start with somebody like that?
Well, they're fired up. And every year we have great competition. We've played Nebraska in the past and Oregon State. And some, you know, we strive to play those great programs. We're very familiar with Oregon State being on the West Coast, but yeah, our guys are really chomping at the bit, mainly because of they're just cooped up a little bit. You know, we've been inside too much, and you know, I said that we get used to it, and it's where we're from, and it's been a little bit more extreme this year just because it wasn't a heavy winter, but it was a late winter, and so they're ready to get outside. I think it was 83 degrees in Arizona today, and So we're excited to play great competition and to get outside.
And last question, Coach, conference-wise, where's your main competition going to be this year?
Well, from top to bottom, it's going to be a good conference. I think San Diego was picked to finish first. They'll be awful good. Pepperdine will be awful good. Loyola has pitching back. And San Francisco always is a very, very tough opponent. So I think this year, it's kind of wide open. There's a lot of teams, I think, that could be there at the end.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show out in Nebraska, and we look forward to some great baseball this weekend and following the Bulldogs. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Take care. He is the head baseball coach of the Gonzaga Bulldogs, Mark Maktoff. They play the Huskers 2 of the 4 games out. It is called the Husker Classic in Tempe, Arizona. Oregon State also on hand with Pacific. So there you go.
That's going to be a good test for Nebraska. I mean, those are four very quality programs, and obviously you bring in Oregon State, who's a top 10 team in the country. It's going to be a good test for Nebraska. You know, they got some teams that are very similar to them from the standpoint of some weather things. Obviously Gonzaga, like you said, not being outside very often. I'm sure the Huskers may not have been outside at all, maybe the first or second day of practice and none since then. And so that's going to be a good tournament and a good test to kind of see where the Huskers are at. You kind of throw in a top 10 team there and then some teams with some similarities. And so that's just a really cool event for those guys to get to be able to go down there and do that. And that's what you're starting to see more. You're starting to see a lot more of these neutral tournaments farther south, and you're even starting to see more of it in the Division II level. Next year we're going to Grand Prairie, Texas to play against the Great American Conference in a kind of neutral site tournament type of setting. And so I think people from the north are just trying to get farther south the earlier it's going to go. So I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a good test for Nebraska.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up when we return.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores, 30%. Cartridge World, we're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print, up to 30%. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Do something Cupid today and ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Hey, Cupid.
Cupid draws back his bow and lets another 14% savings go during this Valentine's Day sale at ShopWheelerDealer.com. Use the promo code Cupid and we'll take 14% more off everything in our local online store. Shop local, save big. Oh, yeah. Do something Cupid today and ShopWheelerDealer.com.
Hey, Cupid, I'm begging you, don't point that thing.
For today, we'll have partial clearing skies at times with a high near 29. Tonight, we'll have a slight chance of snow mixing with freezing rain, low at 22. Tomorrow, again, we'll have a wintry mix with a high near 37. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 16.
Yes! Here comes Amos!
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day. What are you doing those long bus trips? Are you coaching? Are you listening to music? Are you watching movies? What do you do?
Usually right after, after a 4-0 game, you kind of just relax a little bit and you know, just kind of take a deep breath. But you try to look over some charts and watch some movies and count the hours and read Golf Digest and do all. I mean, you just pass the time, you know, talk with the guys. You know, one thing I do notice, though, is kids don't play cards anymore. There's no big card game anymore.
Well, that's because they got all their iPads. They can do it on that.
We look like a Radio Shack. You know, when you walk onto the bus and guys have stuff just kind of sitting in their seats or whatnot, it looks like a Radio Shack exploded in the bus. You know, so that was. Yesterday we got pizzas so that we can get on the road and go fast, but we forgot to get water. So we gave everybody a pizza, and so all they had was their game water bottles. And so we stopped at a gas station. I don't know. I think somewhere in like south of Trinidad, Colorado, is like 3 hours from when we ate. And I thought we were going to clean them out of every water bottle that they had in the place. Guys were just like walking up to the case and just grabbing it and just started drinking. You know, right before we even got to the front, it was one of those. Ooh. My bad. I'll make sure we get you guys water bottles next time.
Well done, Coach. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Don't forget high school hoops tonight. St. Cecilia Adams Central on the Breeze, 94.5. And Centura Kearney Catholic will be on Classic Hits, 98.9. Hastings is also taking on Crete tonight. So we've got that. The Nebraska Danger cruise to a 68-13 win last night over the Lincoln Haymakers. They opened the regular season a week from Friday at Sioux Falls. So there you go. A couple of other sports notes. Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Give us a buzz. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. The winner will get a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Who are we talking with?
This is Dean.
Dean, here it is. We're in baseball mode today. Nebraska did not start off the baseball season very well last year. How many straight games did they lose to start the season?
It's going to be a guess, Douglas. I'll say 8.
8 is incorrect, but call back and guess again. We'd love to have you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, how many straight games did Nebraska lose at the beginning of the season last year?
5.
Ooh, not 5. Try back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Buck? Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm going to change the question up on you. Nebraska had a long losing streak to start the season, but once they won their first baseball game last year, how many in a row did they win?
6.
6. No, not right. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, how many straight games did Nebraska lose to start last year's baseball season?
6.
Oh, it's not 6. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Alex.
Alex, Nebraska lost a lot of games to start the season last year in baseball, but once they won that first one, how many in a row did they win?
7.
Not 7. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Mark. Let's see. What game should we have? How many straight games did Nebraska lose to start the season last year?
7.
That is correct. I just knew Mark knew the answer, so I was going to try and throw him another one. But Mark's the winner. Mark, hang on the line. Congratulations. $25 gift card from Troutman's.
All right, thanks.
Yes, Mr. Day.
Oh, no. I as we were segueing into finishing up with the trivia, I did want to come out and say that if you have not seen, and I'm not a LeBron James fan,
oh yeah,
but if you not seen his dunk video, just as a person who enjoys athleticism, I have to give him a huge tip of the cap, because some of that stuff, anybody who says that he would not win the dunk contest is crazy. Because
hey, I'm done damn mine.
Because if you saw this video, it's almost so good you were almost like wondering at first, what was it, you know, computer animated or something? But no, it is a legit video. Go to YouTube or ESPN.com and watch, because it is an amazing feat of athleticism to see him throw down.
Tomorrow we'll talk with the head baseball coach at Pacific, who the Huskers start the season with, Loper basketball coach Kevin Chaney. We want to thank Gonzaga head baseball coach Mark McTaw for joining us today, and Alex Baugh from Elkhorn South. More on the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow as well. We'll see you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.